Hello, my name is Jeff Hajek, and I'm the author of What Do You Mean I Gotta Be Lean? I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast here, Gotta Go Lean. I know you're busy, and I know you have a lot of choices, so I am truly appreciative of you giving me a chance to talk to you. This blog really, you know, and the podcast that goes with it, is really a way for me to express some of the things that I think about throughout the day. You know, I go through the course of, the regular adventures of life, and I bump into things along the way that reminds me of lean or that I think about, you know, how can you make this process better? So I have a mind that just really doesn't slow down like that. In fact, today was kind of nice. I was seeing my daughter was out playing, and she was trying to build a ramp in the backyard. And it was just, it was interesting to see that some of my curiosity about things like that has been passed on to her. But I digress a little bit. It got me thinking that, you know, she had been trying to make this ramp and had a couple of mishaps along the way where it wasn't working out exactly like she wanted it to. But kids are amazing in that they have this resilience and this persistence that they don't let things get them down. And, you know, they'll attack a problem again and again and again. And they have this utter faith that they're going to figure it out. And this complete lack of the filters that adults develop about why things won't work. What it got me thinking about was this idea of lean is often hampered by this fear of failure. You know, people go into a project and they think something's not going to work, so they don't even attempt it. Over the years, I've been in a lot of Kaizens, and I've been in companies where, you know, I was in management roles or engineering roles in lean company, and have been exposed to lean for a long time. And before that, I was in the military and had a lot of leadership and, you know, management responsibilities there. So I've had a lot of success in making changes and implementing leadership styles along the way. In fact, I've even had some accidental success. I was on one project and we just happened to find, this is a project I was leading, we happened to find in the course of doing a process flowchart that there is an unusual method of doing maintenance for the equipment throughout the company. And we were doing a lot of maintenance far sooner than it really needed to be. And this is outsourced maintenance that was quite pricey. So in the course of just looking over the scheduling methods, we realized that we could save about $100,000 a year by changing the way we send equipment out for repair and for preventative maintenance at these outsourced companies. So it was just an accidental $100,000 a year that we found just because we were diving into a problem. But not everything works out quite like that. So, you know, in watching my daughter try to build this ramp, I was thinking back to my first adventure in Kaizen. It was my very first Kaizen. I had just left the Army and was an engineer in a manufacturing company. And, you know, I'd been away from my education. I was a mechanical engineer in school. And, you know, I think of myself as a pretty smart guy. I was a valedictorian in high school. And, you know, I've done pretty well for myself along the way. But on occasion, it doesn't serve you well. It's the experience and the understanding of, you know, the real world implications of decisions you make. So I'm on this Kaizen and it's late at night and people are scattered to the winds and it's probably approaching midnight. And this company was still doing a lot of Kaizens where they went into the wee hours of the morning. So I was in this weld cell and I was helping build a shelf. Or actually, it was my project or somebody else was working on his project. My project was building the shelf to hold these heavy-duty yokes for the equipment we were building. And the shelf I designed in my head was really versatile and effective. The one that actually came out of my project wasn't quite so useful. And the biggest problem I had was I decided to use quarter-inch plate for the shelving. And now, it's probably hard to imagine if you haven't been in the facility, if you haven't been using that kind of equipment. You don't need that heavy gauge of steel to hold a 25-pound yoke. And even though there are a couple of them on there, it was overkill. And it's, you know, the equivalent would be taking a sledgehammer and using that to put a tack in the wall to hang a picture. So it was heavy-duty overkill. And by the time I got done building the shelf, it was too heavy for me to lift alone. I needed help. And, you know, it was one of those things you look back on and think of, you know, that could have derailed my whole Kaizen experience if I had let it, because it was a pretty utter failure. A lot of wasted material and wasted time. And a few weeks later, I was walking around outside the facility and saw the shelf that I had built sitting in the scrap heap. So, you know, it was one of those things that just didn't work out very well. So I've had some great successes, but along the way, I've had these little ones peppered in there where you do something and it doesn't quite turn out the way you want it. So the question you have to ask yourself when that happens is, how do you prevent that fear of failure from creeping in and keeping you from making the gains that you want to make or that you need to make to thrive in the modern world where all of your competitors are trying to use lean and they're all doing it effectively? So the first thing I took away from that was perseverance. I was unsuccessful in my first attempt, but it didn't mean that the problem wasn't there anymore, and it didn't mean I didn't need to have some way of holding these yokes. So the next morning, you know, I used my fresh set of eyes and built a new shelf. But the other thing I took away from that was that I didn't have to go it alone. So while I was trying to, you know, figure out how to build this structure on my own, I could have asked anybody around in the area for some help and tried to get some additional input on it. Maybe I wouldn't have built the first one so big, and it would have my first attempt would have worked better. So I learned from that, and you know, I went down the road of improving myself so I could be better at, you know, improvement within the company. Now the idea is you build your lean network, and that just means you find people in the company that know the things that you need to know. And in most cases, you know, it's very seldom that you find something that's actually a fresh idea in manufacturing. Almost everything you try, somebody somewhere has done it already. So that means the knowledge is out there, and it's just a matter of finding the right people that can tell you, you know, they can give you the answers that you're looking for. So the message I'd like to leave you with is to go out and be fearless about Kaizen. You're going to make mistakes along the way. You know, just when you do make those mistakes, make sure you learn something from them and, you know, still go and deal with the problem that you had to start with. You know, you can't just give up on a problem because you made a mistake first time. But, you know, don't be foolhardy about it. You know, you want to make sure that you're doing things safely. Look for help. Get people who know a little more than you do to give you some advice. But the whole key in this thing is to don't let yourself get discouraged by mistakes that you make along the way, because you're going to make a lot of mistakes. The more things you do in trying to make process improvements, the more mistakes you're going to have to look back on. You know, your batting average might be pretty high, but you're still going to have those ones that you look back on and laugh later on. So I'd like to say thank you for listening. I'd like to ask a favor. If you like this presentation and you think somebody else might enjoy it too, send them the link to the website and, you know, try and recruit them for me as a listener. I'd appreciate that, and it'll help me keep bringing you this kind of great content that I like to deliver. So, you know, again, thank you for listening.